Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Organic Nation Listening Club. Good morning, David Arnette. Glad to be here this morning on this glorious, beautiful Saturday morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Autumn in New York. Charlie Parker.
Wow. If that don't make you want to go find an old movie, I started looking for one. I said, hey, I know I got the what that channel is. Hey, play all those old movies. got to get to one of them, see what's on there, see if I can get me some, what is the one I like to listen to, I like to watch so much? What is his name? Alfred Hitchcock. Love his old movies. And that put me in the mind of old movies. So how have
you
been,
Yeah, you know
David?
The film noir. Huh? Excuse me?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I said film noir is really great. I can see why the images is there for that particular piece. Mm-hmm. And but Charlie Parker, you know, when you think of Autumn in New York, it's a classic thing. Also, Billie Holiday did it. Autumn in New York.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's a beautiful piece. And it, I mean, it's, it is the last part of the autumn in America. The weather, you know how the weather is. It's like global warming or whatever.
I don't know.
Autumn
Texas.
When, you know, all Texas over. You know.
Yeah, well, Texas has been really Texas, you know. You know, just wait. You just, you don't like the weather, just wait a little bit because it surely will change. Because I tell you, this past week has been crazy. We've gone down to 20-some degrees, and now we're up to be up to 70-some degrees today, and then tomorrow back down to 30. So it's a straight roller coaster ride here in Texas. As long as it don't rain, I'm good. As long as it don't rain,
you're good if it doesn't rain?
I'm good if it don't rain because you're good if it rains, it freezes. People don't know how to drive, and I don't like driving in that kind of weather. I prefer to stay at home. You know, I don't like driving. People don't know how to drive. They don't know how to drive and rain, and I'm from Houston, and that's all it used to do is rain. So rain, I know you can't control it, so you might want to slow down. It's interesting. So, and I guess that music, what you think of Chris Autumn and all of that, you could think of Falling in Love. And doing. I guess you could think of Fred Astaire and the dancing in the park things and the leaves falling and how beautifully changing it is and how wonderful love can be. But our subject today is going to be very interesting. I wish we had a little bit more people to chime in, but I can't wait to hear or see what's next in store for our musical selection. And this is from David Arnett Cherry. You'll see how very different we are.
But when you look at Autumn and love and all that, it's an interesting subject to talk about. But then, you know, the seasons and then Charlie Parker, when we look at that particular piece, Autumn in New York, he had strings. It was like, that was pretty much like the smooth jazz of the day, because everybody said, no, you shouldn't do this stuff with the strings, but he went on and did it. But it was smooth jazz, you know, of the 50s and 40s. So you have to understand with the smooth jazz, you know, what we hear today, Charlie Parker, you know, back in those days, he did it, you know, and it was uncontroversial. So with the smooth jazz, and you had, you know, you like that music and stuff like that. And we had some more music, but I went with this today to build
well,
up for next.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to be, I'm just waiting again to see the next music selection, and like you were saying last week, was my thing, and this week is yours. So you'll see how vastly different we see the world through each other's musical selection.
Well, let's get back to the music. You on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, David Arnett Cherry, and let's get back to music, and we're going to talk about a subject that's going to be very interesting today that Hummingbird and myself will discuss. Let's go to the music.
Tell me something, Mr. Government Man, tell me something. How long you really feel you
could have keep me under heel when the truth done reveal about how you grab and feel, about how you make your crooked deal, make your crooked deal, eh? Well, down in Southall, where peach the get fall, the Asians them farm up a human wall, against the fascists and them police heel, and them show that the Asians got plenty deal, got plenty deal, got plenty deal. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Polly Spokesman, tell me something. How long you really think we would have take your battle lick, the jackboot kick, the dirty bag of trick and your racist politics, your racist politics, eh? Well, down in Bristol, they had no pistol, but them chase your Babylon away. And you should have seen your Babylon, how them really run away. You should have seen your Babylon, then pick up that deal, pick up that deal, pick up that deal. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Right Wing Man, tell me something. How long you really feel we would have traveled and steal, when so much murder can feel, when the wound can heal, when we feel the way we feel, feel the way we feel, eh? Well, there was toxic, and there was mass side, and a lot of other places where the police had to hide. Well, there was Brixton, and there was Chapel Town, and a lot of other places that was burned to the ground, burned to the ground, burned to the ground. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory.
Interesting. Welcome back to Organic Nation Listening Club. David, be our guest. Who was that?
Hey. Linton Queasy Johnson from Brixton, and he's a poet, intellectual cat, and his poetry is great. And he was just talking about black people, there's no mystery making history. You know, but then he related to his community, which it's interesting because our community, even in America, we deal with that kind of stuff. Relationships or you know, community and stuff like that. And that's what the subject is. So Hummingbird, you had a subject that you were going to talk about.
Well, I was just discussing it at work and while we're sitting around, and I was just wondering, love in the 21st century, is there such a thing as true devoted love in the 21st century? And I think that when you start out being together, the first thing in marriage, that I'm thinking they're hoping this is how we're going to do it in the 21st century. We're going to make it like the love of old. But it's hard to find that. It's hard to find that longevity. It's hard to find those kind of men as well as women. I'm not going to just throw it all on the men. That's going to be there. You know, I can only look at it from my standpoint of my father. And he was there through thick, thin, hell, high water. It was bad, good, indifferent. He was there. You know, he was Johnny on the spot. He took care of my mother all the way till she died, and she had breast cancer. And he was sitting by her side the whole time. He was married 60 years. And how do you look at a love like that, and it goes through all the facts of not having enough money, and then you had all these, then you had these kids. He had four, so, and then at the last minute had that, I don't know what they were thinking about last baby when I was 18, and so altogether he had five kids that he took care of. Well, my mother didn't have to really work. She did, but she didn't have to do her own thing, so she had very high taste. Things, you know, and to take care of the home and to take care of her taste of things was kind of extravagant, but my daddy did it. My thing of it is, even through that, that was infidelity, that was, you know, was a lot of things that were going on, just life. Life happened. But they stayed together. Yeah. They fought through it together. I can't say that I saw a marriage that worked, regardless of how you figure, how you say it worked. It worked all the way to her death. He was by her side.
Well, that's commitment.
And I remember that it's commitment. But is there a such thing as love and marriage during the 21st century, with social media, you can have affairs without even seeing a person? I mean, touching a person, literally, I can have an affair. I don't have to see you. I can cyberspace our love. You know, me, I like the touch. It would drive me just absolutely crazy for after a while. It would be all right at first, but after a while, it would drive me absolutely crazy. And the sparkle on that diamond would wear off to me, and I would be on my way. So it would be, you know, it's just so much that can hinder a relationship. Back when we were younger, the baddest thing we would have is where you meet a person at the club or the store. But now you can meet them anywhere. How do marriage stay together with all of these other entities that now the world has gotten smaller? I can talk with you, and you can be in Italy. And depending on the funds you can carry, depending on the person, we don't have to be that far away for long. It's just so many things. Is there a such thing as commitment? Is there a such thing as faithfulness? Is there a such thing as love me, good, bad, you know, in sickness and in health, to death do us part. That's it. Till death do us part. Is there still till death do us part? I'd like to know that.
Good question. You're on the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, and we're talking about relationships that deal with 21st century relationships?
I was just asking. I'm just wondering. I don't want to rant. I don't want to answer my own questions. So it's just, to me, it's a hard thing to deal with. It's a hard pill to swallow, and we see it happening, and it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I'm sure we have other music that's going to come up. That's my question.
We do. And but we on the Organic Nation Listening Club with a Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry, and the subject is pretty much straight to your face. Is there such a thing of having a real relationship in the 21st century? I just think it's always commitment, and if you want to be with that person, then it's a balance in the middle. That's what I think. And there's so much stuff in the 21st century that can keep you apart. But interesting subject.
Yeah.
So I think we'll come back with that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think it
too. No, you have some more comments.
So go ahead. I'm sure, but I've already did my rant. I just think it's almost impossible.
So we will come back to you next week. Go ahead. You have a couple of words you want to, put in there before we go to the music?
Well, I want everybody to have a great weekend. It's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous here in Texas. And then tomorrow, we're back again to the cold front, which I'm really tired of it. They wish that cold weather go back to where it came from. You know I'm a tropical girl. Thank you guys for listening to my rant. And hope you guys come back next week. Thank you too, David, for inviting me.
All right. Peace in.
All righty.
Oh, my people, what is your word? What is your word? What is your word? Child of the earth. Oh, my people. What is your word? What is your word? What is your word? Child of the earth. Are you like silver? Diamonds or gold? Increasing in value.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.